The nonprofit group Alley Cat Allies kicked off a series of trap, neuter, and return seminars in Green Bay on Sunday afternoon. Pudi Bonin came from Sturgeon Bay, where she volunteers with the Door County Humane Society. She says Wisconsin's vacation playland has a lot of homeless cats.
We're a rural area, and everyone has barn cats, and most of them aren't neutered, so they keep multiplying.
The Alley Cat Allies say one female cat averages about 4 surviving kittens each year. It's possible that one cat can produce nearly 60,000 descendants within 5 years. Most Wisconsin cities don't have officially sanctioned trap, neuter, and return programs. Many municipalities have ordinances against releasing cats and leash laws, though they may be spottily enforced. The director of the Door County Humane Society says her staff isn't trained to cope with wild cats, so Carrie Vasilev says most that come into the clinic are put to sleep.
You can see when they come into the shelter, the look in their eyes. You know, if a stray cat comes in, they have a sparkle in their eyes. Their eyes change when they see a human. They get excited. They feel some comfort. When a feral cat comes in, the look in their eyes is just dead. They would much rather be with other wild cats. They've learned how to travel in a pack together. They've learned how to take care of themselves. They don't need humans and they don't want humans. So by releasing them, you're letting them go back into the area they're more comfortable, but you're also trying to prevent the problem.
The best way to catch a cat is through its stomach. Jessica Froman is leading the Alley Cat Ally seminars. She teaches volunteers to locate feral colonies, feed them over a few days or weeks, then they skip a day or two. Then Froman says the food, like tuna fish or another feline delicacy, is put in the back of a standard live animal trap.
We make sure that all of our cats that we trap have covers over them. Cats like to be in the dark, and it calms them down so that they don't hurt themselves in the trap, and it keeps them very calm. Feral cats in general are very scared of humans for the most part. They're very cautious. They'll stay in the back of the trap. They won't really meow. They won't scream. That's how you know the difference between a feral cat and a stray cat usually, is because that stray cat is going to know that, you know, this is not right.
The captured cats are taken to a veterinarian who spays or neuters and vaccinates them. So much for the trapping and neutering. It's the returning part of the Alley Cat Allies program where some part ways with the group. Stan Temple is a UW-Madison wildlife ecologist. He studied the eating habits of feral cats in rural parts of southern Wisconsin.
Most wildlife conservationists would be happy with the trap part. They would be happy with the neuter part. They might even be happy with the treating them of their diseases part, but they would say the final step in that process ought to be confine. Keep the animals from free ranging, put them somewhere where they're confined and can't get access to wildlife.
Temple radio-collared cats in rural areas. His team examined cat droppings and vomit to see what they were eating. He estimates there are nearly 1.5 million feral cats in rural Wisconsin, not counting suburbs or cities. Temple says a wild cat will eat about 5.5 birds each year. That amounts to 7.8 million wild birds served up as cat food annually. That's a number the Alley Cat Allies call a huge myth. Still, any way you look at it, there are a lot of feral cats, and Temple says the trap, neuter, and return enthusiasts will have to catch a whole lot of them to have an impact.
Even under the most optimistic numbers that we could come up with about reproductive rates, about survival rates, you have an absolute necessity to trap well over 50%, probably in the order of 2/3 to 3/4 of the cat population, to slow its growth.
Temple took a lot of heat this spring when the Conservation Congress considered allowing people to shoot feral cats. The proposal was voted down. Temple has pet cats and says he didn't support the question one way or the other, but his research brought out the claws in some people. He saved this death threat on his voicemail.
You cat-murdering bastard. What goes around comes around. I declare Stanley Temple season open.
That caller was prosecuted. Still, the issue of furry animals roaming the woods and fields of Wisconsin tugs at the heartstrings of wildlife lovers and cat people alike. Cats have been human companions since ancient times. And Jessica Froman of Alley Cat Ally says that connection runs deeply.
There are caregivers out there who feed these cats every day, and they really, you know, they may not curl up in bed with them every night, at the end of the day, like Fluffy would in their house, but these are really dear cats to them and dear animals, whether it's just a cat that they see every once in a while and they feed it or not. There is an emotional attachment.
Ultimately, the problem of feral cats is a human one. Those who ascribe to trap, neuter, and return, and those who don't, say an overpopulation of wild cats won't be solved until pet owners stop dumping unwanted litters of domestic animals in undomesticated places. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.